We Shun the Sun.
Hey everyone, it's Dave and Dylan here from WeShunTheSun.com with episode 14 of our podcast. Again, just talking about gaming news.
That's right, we're here again, and 14, that means you can listen one every day for a fortnight.
That's true, that's probably what you will do.
After this one goes up.
Yeah.
If you listen to them back to back, you've got maybe 2 hours worth of usable time.
Yeah.
All right, fresh off the blocks. It wasn't a very busy week in gaming news, but one of the few things that grabbed my attention I thought would be interesting to talk about was the latest Twitch Plays craze. Have you heard about this? They're not playing Pokemon anymore.
Is it everything? Is that what you mean?
Or? They're playing Halo.
Halo?
Twitch Plays Halo.
I didn't hear that. That's ridiculous. How is that even possible?
I don't know.
But you have to write, like, aiming slightly to the left or something?
I haven't looked it up. I've just been reading about it.
Jeez, we're going to have to check that out because I don't see how that's possible.
It's possible. I would have thought originally Twitch Plays Pokemon was impossible.
That's true. Which it almost was because of how many people were trying to mess it up.
Maybe you just input the controller button.
But I mean, I've heard a while back there was Twitch Plays Street Fighter, and that seems close to impossible.
Well, I was watching it, and it was quite funny. But the thing was a bit easier. I just typed in, like, special attack, and
right.
It did, like, the attack.
Yep.
Where you can still press, like, forward kick, jump kick, and things like that. But
Twitch
Plays, I guess maybe shoot? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
So I thought I'd throw that one in, because I thought it was pretty funny. Next, Wasteland 2 has received another update. So Wasteland 2 was a Kickstarter game that was Kickstarter quite a while ago. I believe both of us backed that.
I've played it a bit.
I haven't played it at all.
It was very, very good.
It's about to receive its seventh major update.
Yeah.
And with that, they've released getting an entire graphical overhaul.
Really?
Yep, they're improving the graphics of the game.
Huh, that's really cool.
They're saying their press release stated that because they're an independent studio now, they've got more time and no real constraints, and they've managed to basically buff up the graphics.
They did really well in that game. I think I heard they made, it was a very successful Kickstarter campaign, but I think it got a lot of sales through Steam as well following that and following the good reviews.
That's the thing as well, getting it on Steam as well for people who missed out or if they didn't hear it or they're just late to the party.
Yeah, it totally deserved the good reviews though. It was really excellent.
I haven't played it at all, so I won't pretend to understand, but it's in the pile.
Yeah.
Next up there, Microsoft has announced that it's slashing the price of its Xbox Live.
Really?
From 60 American to 40 American.
Oh, that's quite a drop.
It is. It's a third.
And it'll be interesting to see if that follows through with other... You'd think it would have to follow through
with
other territories.
So. I mean, everyone...
Maybe if it doesn't, you just buy it online.
I was going to say, everyone usually buys online anyway.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I guess they really are trying to compete a bit more with PlayStation Plus. They've now dropped the price to lower than PlayStation Plus. Their game offerings so far aren't at the same level, but they are. This month is probably the first time where I think Xbox's has been better. Rayman Origins.
That's
is
a good game.
Free.
That's a good game.
And they're saying next month they're going to be two Xbox One games free.
Oh, that's a pretty big call.
So one for the first 15 days and another for the next 15.
It's interesting that Sony haven't released whatever the PS Plus games are going to be for March yet either.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of them's Tomb Raider shortly, the Game of the Year edition of Tomb Raider.
Really?
Next month or the month after.
You might be right.
Because, I mean, the fact that the Tomb Raider is an Xbox One exclusive, at least for
a
little while, they probably
right.
want more people to get on board and get excited for it.
That's probably true. Because that'll increase sales of the follow-up anyway.
That's what I thought. So, they give it away for free, but right now you can buy it like on sales for like $9 online. So it's like they think $9...
That's when it makes sense to do it, especially since they've got that exclusive.
Exactly. I mean, the problem still here is I can't
download
any game that big.
It's so massive for Australians.
Moving on again, 2K have announced that at PAX East there will be an Evolve tournament. So as we were mentioning last week, we were saying how they're going to do in esports, but they are saying there is esports coming for Evolve.
So I guess there's going to be people who sign up just as the alien, I assume?
Well, I think each team is 4 players, but I think they rotate.
Rotate,
I think
really.
It's best to 3.
I was going to say they either rotate or they just nominate one person to be the monster. Or...
Yeah, I tried reading more into it, but it wasn't said, so I guess I'll hear about
it later.
That's
really strange, though, isn't it?
It just doesn't really seem... Oh, so what? So someone...
I still can't see it ever having a big, serious following, though, let's be honest.
Thing is, I'd like to watch a pro play the monster and play the good characters, though, but that'd probably be more interesting to me than the game. But I don't know if I'd follow it too much. Like, just to the fact that I'd love to see what the pros do in that situation and how well they coordinate.
Yeah, true. It would be cool to see that, but...
Once or twice.
Yeah. It's just,
I wouldn't be buying a compendium for it.
No, probably not.
some more news. We're churning through this, but through the latest Hearthstone update, a data miner has found that his there may be a new Hearthstone adventure coming out as they found files relating and named Molten Core. So people are thinking it might be either another expansion or adventure coming soon. Whereas Naxxramas was obviously one of the raids. Molten Core is also another raid.
Yeah, exactly.
So there could be another single-player-ish gameplay element coming.
That's cool. I enjoyed it.
It will get people back into the game. Like,
yeah, I mean, I've dropped off.
Oh, yeah. I've dropped off too. I usually try and get my like 4 or 5 wins to get my card back at the start of the month, which reminds me, it's now the start of the month, so I probably should do that.
Yeah.
And having it on my tablet, and that means now I can just whip it up.
Yeah,
whenever.
It helps heaps having it on that. But yeah, for some reason, I've just dropped off the last few months. But I really enjoyed Naxxramas, so...
So, I mean, if another single-player thing comes out, I'd it's be probably cool a few that. Bucks, you'd probably pay for
oh,
it.
Oh, I would. Yeah, for sure. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a good way to get people into it. I mean, they did release that whole card thing, but honestly wasn't too interested in the whole
just
gnomes,
the new...
goblin,
yeah.
or whatever, mechs and
it,
goblins.
Like, it was. I guess it was interesting for the people who play it hardcore.
Yeah.
For them, it would have
mixed it up.
Yeah, it would have mixed it up for sure, and that's good. But, for me, Naxxramas, I don't know, I just preferred it because I liked having those sort of specific challenges.
And challenge and
yeah.
building your deck around it. The problem is most people just built their deck around whatever the pros on that line said.
You had to, especially on the hardest difficulty.
Yeah, definitely. All right, moving on again. Fable Legends has been announced to be free to play, making it the first, AAA title, which is free to play.
We say AAA, but it's always a little bit of a question mark.
Oh, yeah. We'll just say it's being developed by a big studio.
Yeah.
So that game also follows a 4v1 scenario.
I was about to say, I don't know much about Fable Legends.
It's a co-op type game and one person can play on like the other side.
Oh, really?
But
like bad guy?
Yeah, I believe so. Or you can just make things worse for the players. I'm not 100% sure how it works.
Yeah.
Ever since Fable 2 burned me, I haven't been following Fable too much.
Yeah, I never even touched Fable 3.
Yeah, I mean, Fable 3 was meant to be better than 2, but... I never touched it.
Mm.
I think everyone quite enjoyed 1.
Yeah.
People who didn't listen to all the hype enjoyed it a lot more than everyone else.
For sure.
But I knew nothing about it and just picked it up one day and really enjoyed it.
I just remember the combat in 2 was it felt nowhere near as...
Oh, it was dumbed down.
Yeah,
shockingly.
It was massively dumbed down. I still
like
remember
they,
that.
They owned them coming out and saying, what'd they say? It's simplistic...
Yeah, I remember that. They said it's all about being like more intuitive or something.
Yeah, they
like
basically
that.
Said it's simplistic, so anyone can do it, but you could master it to make it like the pros could be better than everyone else. But in the end, it basically came down to button mashing and being just crap.
I mean, I do remember actually overall still playing through 2 and enjoying it, but I just remembered thinking
there were plenty of things in 1 that were better.
Yeah, exactly. In a lot of ways, it had regressed. So.
Yeah, exactly. So GDC is coming up and Valve has released their official announcement that they will be showing off new hardware, being the new virtual reality they've yet to show off.
Oh, not the Steam.
No, they are showing off new Steam machines.
Yeah.
The final design of the controller. So new designs coming
final,
out.
Final, wow.
And previously unannounced virtual reality.
Hmm.
So they're showing that in a few days, they are showing their virtual reality machine. So their competition for the Oculus Rift, etc. and whatever, Morpheus, was it?
Sony's right. Morpheus, yeah. I mean, you're usually stupid to ever bet against Steam.
Yeah.
But this is the one time I still am not sure what they're really doing.
I just don't think VR's going to take off.
I don't think VR's going to take off, but I'm almost... more concerned about the Steam machines. I don't understand what their angle is with those.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
I don't know who they're targeting. I don't know who they think is going to buy it.
They're not even sold by Steam. They're
they're all different brands. They're just
coming
with their own.
Maybe they're coming out with their own. I don't know.
But how confusing is that for consumers?
Yeah, their best bet right now is to just rebrand it all themselves, sell it from their website. This is the Steam box.
In my opinion, I don't think you should have multiple models even if you can possibly avoid it. The more confusion you add into that process, the more uncertainty there is.
Pretty much. Like you make it one flat cost, even if it's $1,000. $1,000, plug it into your TV.
Yeah.
Here's the controller. Yeah, it's not the greatest specs, but here, you're going to play Evolve on medium.
You know what I thought would have been smarter for them? If they had some sort of like basically, if there was an upgrade needed in 4 years or whatever, everyone would be able to go buy this. You know, basically, it's almost like plugging in a new graphics card, but they make it really like literally just slotting something into
like
the back of the console,
like an expansion slot type thing.
Exactly, where you change out the old for the new.
Yeah,
and that way it'd be kind of like buying a new console, but you'd be getting these super cheap Steam prices and
Or they release these Steam machine sort of things, $1,500, but you get like 50 games. Or something like
that. That's true.
Even if they are like 40 of them and they are like the indie titles that are like $1 every now and again on the sales.
It'd be a hard sell. I mean, that's the thing. I'm still not understanding their angle with this because I think the reason that the Xbox One and PS4 are so popular is it's easy. They're simple.
Exactly.
You buy it, you play it, you know exactly what it is.
And you buy the games you want. I mean, the only benefit of them is it's sort of like, it could be a console contender just because you plug it into your TV, but it all depends on the price. And even then,
I just don't get it right now.
Yeah, it's tough. So it's going to be...
And their controller is also a bit...
it's a new design now. Copped flack from it.
I'm really interested to see what they do with the controller.
I'd be surprised if they have any of that touch stuff anymore. Really? Like, it might have that little touch pad, but
I think they've got to have it on there.
Yeah.
Because they've talked it up so much, but...
We'll see.
Yeah. Definitely big question marks over the whole Steam Machine venture to me.
Well, next week, you'll obviously have our thoughts. I believe it's this week.
Yeah. Yep.
See, going off again, but... Like, I woke up today and I thought, oh, what's today, like February 26th? No, March 1st.
Yeah.
that leap year is all doesn't help you.
True.
All right, now, that to me was the news I thought worthy of talking about. I mean, there's plenty of other things, a few reviews for games and stuff, but what I did read was there are a lot of games that I think interest, well, at least we would have a discussion that are coming out in March.
There are. I remember just reading a list recently, actually.
So, first we've got, was it Olly Olly 2? Remember, you were interested in the first one?
Olly Olly.
Skateboard.
Oh, I did buy it. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I didn't know it was coming out with a sequel, though. That's cool.
Yeah, I think 2's out this month, this month.
It's a good game.
The Devil May Cry remaster. The remaster that 4 people wanted?
The remaster of, not the remaster, is it the remaster of the original? Or?
I think it's 4. The one that with, like, short-haired Dante.
Oh, they remastered 4.
I think so.
Because
like the latest release one, I think they're remastered.
Oh, the latest release one.
I think so, yeah.
So that was the remake of the original. So they may well have remastered it because that was released on the 360.
Yeah, so I think it is that one.
And it was relatively recent, but then again, so was Tomb Raider, so...
Yeah, exactly.
That's really strange. Clearly it hasn't been super hyped because I haven't even heard of it.
It's true, and it's out soon.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Hotline Miami 2.
Yeah, out which we're not getting in Australia.
10 more days?
Yeah, I know.
Well, they have told us to pirate it.
I know they've told us to pirate it. I really wish I could still buy it.
I honestly don't understand how that can get...
Me neither.
...declassified, whereas like things like Mortal Kombat's already been rated.
Yeah, and I mean, like it just seems like games are rated so much more harshly than a movie. Imagine you saw that sort of violence.
Mortal Kombat now is ultra-realistic graphics, shows people getting their hearts ripped out of their chest.
It makes no sense.
Whereas this is like 8-bit graphics... A guy swinging a baseball bat and some blood popping out.
I mean, thematically, it must be quite brutal. I don't doubt it. And Hotline Miami 1.
But how much different is 2 to 1?
I
mean.
Well, and I just think, like, movies, you'll see so much more brutal stuff that doesn't get refused classification. And that is real. There's actors doing it.
Look at Drive, where you see a guy get his head stomped much.
I just think that as soon as they're like, wait, you have to press a button to make something happen, they just think like, oh, that's going to turn them insane. I don't understand
They've still got that archaic bloody mentality.
Yeah, it really is.
Next is Codename Steam, the 3DS game.
Is that coming out in March?
13th of March, according to the release.
I had no idea it was so soon. Tell you I played the demo of that?
You did say, you did.
Yeah, and I was actually very impressed. Well, I'd seen it and I was interested to check it out, but I didn't have high hopes for some reason, despite the fact that the developers are really good.
You said it was similar to Fire Emblem, is that right?
It's actually probably more similar to XCOM.
Oh, that's the one you said, that's right.
Yeah, it's, you sort of control them directly.
Yep.
Each unit. So, like, they move around a little bit, they've only got a certain number of spaces, you can aim, you fire at something, they've got, you know, a certain percentage of hitting or whatever.
Yep.
And then pretty much, you know, they'll try and attack you on the counter turn. You can set your units to Overwatch.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's actually some really strong similarities, but it seemed very cool.
I need to get back onto my 3DS. I haven't played Monster Hunter or Majora's Mask for a while.
Oh, that is shameful.
How much time have you put in Majora's?
I've got the Ocarina, I should say, and that's pretty much as far as I've gotten.
I'm not that much further in front. next game, Mario Party 10 is out on the 20th.
You should be excited for that. You're big on the Mario Parties.
Well, I haven't liked a Mario Party since... Two.
You're big on one Mario Party.
But I like the idea. I think I'm hoping that with
the screen,
gamepad, and the fact that, you know, you can have 5 players, 1 player plays as Bowser. Basically, I just want games to have people come around and have fun. Yeah. They don't have to be last ability, but fun party games, which is what really the Wii is for.
Yeah, exactly. It is. And, I mean, theoretically, at least, the screen would let them experiment and do some really cool stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
To be fair, we played Nintendo Land, and while some of the minigames were absolute garbage.
Yeah.
The one with the ghost?
Yeah.
That was a really well-designed minigame.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, there's like, what is it, like 70 or 80 minigames in this?
This is, yeah, you'd hope that there's at least, what, maybe 80% are good? Is that too much? Okay, maybe 50?
Just 80 versions of bumper balls from the first one. So, following Mario Party 10, which I've pre-ordered for my Amiibo. Oh, did you hear about the gold Mario Amiibo?
Oh, they just got smashed, yeah? Like,
they got sold out in minutes, and they're up on eBay for people buying them for about $800.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I'll spray paint you one if you want.
It's sickening, that, but, you know, it's what people do.
I wonder if we'll get them here, and if we do, I'm buying five.
Oh, yeah, if you can get through in time.
That's right. And after that, the big one, Bloodborne.
Yeah, that's the big one for
24
us.
24 days away for us.
Yep.
So that's going to be a very big day one purchase on the PlayStation 4. That, to me, is the first exclusive I'll care about. Like
that's a massive exclusive. I've bought
pretty much every exclusive there is for either console.
Not Order 1886, unfortunately.
Good ones. Anything related to being good. I probably will get Order when it's in the bargain bin, just to play through the story, because I've heard it's good.
Won't take you long.
It won't take you long to get the bargain bin.
That's the thing, though. As much as we've heard, you know, some bad things, I have at least heard it's very polished.
Oh, yeah.
It's not inventive. It's not original. Oh, but,
and it's not good.
Yeah, but it is what it is, you know.
That's exactly right. But
yeah, I totally agree. For me, Bloodborne is the biggest exclusive so far. It obviously depends what you're into.
Yeah, exactly.
But we love Dark Souls.
We obviously love our Souls games, and
I just hope it lives up to it. I think
it'd be hard not to.
I agree, because it's got the main guy behind it. Miyazaki, I think his name is.
I mean, it is basically like a week and a half later, but you get the re-release of Dark Souls.
Dark Souls 2, yeah.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2.
That's true, which I'm not so excited for.
I'm not so excited. I do like the sound of the fact that all the enemies have been moved around. That is cool. The items have changed around. Yeah. There's more detail put on items.
That is all good. There's more NPCs. It's less lazy than some remasters.
Apparently they've improved and increased the multiplayer quite a bit. Like the fact that now you can have three.
Yeah, for me it's still just a problem. Like, I'm going through the areas in my head and I'm like, it feels too soon.
Yeah.
If
I'll buy it and I will play through it, but I'll probably still be playing Bloodborne whilst I've got it sitting there. It's there for me to play when I'm ready.
Totally, yeah.
But I will buy it because I can't not support them.
If I don't get it now, it's probably the sort of thing I'd get some way down the track and enjoy it.
And the last one for March, the Borderlands Remaster Collection. Borderlands 2, the Handsome Collection.
Yep.
Now, it comes with Borderlands 2, pre-sequel, and all the DLC.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
And pre-sequel.
It's a big box set.
It would be.
And I will say, I am interested get it on the PS4.
Yeah.
Because every Borderlands that comes out for PC is impossible to play for me, because we have to basically work through the network address translation issues constantly.
Yeah, for some reason, they just cannot get online on PC, right? I heard that the
pre-sequel one was all right. It's developed by Australians, but
yeah,
I have to hope that if I get it on console, it'd be all right.
Surely, no, it would have to be.
You'd think it'd have to be.
I think that's one thing. Well, they don't actually really do that themselves so much. They're just leveraging the other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Sony and Xbox's infrastructure.
So I mean, it's got all the DLC done. I enjoyed Borderlands 2 of what I played with it when I played with four people, but I just found it was far too punishing playing with just me and Dave by ourselves. It seemed far too difficult.
It didn't seem to scale for two. Like, it scales for
4 and 1 is what I read online. That's what
it seemed like.
Like, if you play it by yourself, it scales. If you have anyone more, it's basically you need four.
Yeah, unless we're missing something, it just felt like we're just
totally underleveled something. Yeah, ridiculously undergeared
or underleveled, but we'd done pretty much all the missions leading up to that point, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Very confusing, but...
I'm interested to pick it up again. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be expensive.
I still love the humour behind the game.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what really tempts me. I love the humour behind it.
I also feel like I want to support Gearbox more after their PAX presentation last year. Like, seeing Tales of Borderlands, which is brilliant.
Yeah, we got that.
We've only had the first episode, so I can't really say the whole thing is brilliant, but the first episode I thought was great.
Yeah, I actually thought that was one of the best things I played from Telltale.
It's true.
And it was free, so I felt
exactly
felt a little wrong in that sense. But
like, I mean, I loved the first season of Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us, and Tales from Borderlands Episode 1 is close to them, in my opinion. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, very much along those lines. It's much, much, much funnier.
Oh, yeah. The humor is great.
I mean... They very much matched what Telltale didn't, Gearbox did in terms of humour, I thought.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they had quite a bit of back and forth.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, that brings me to the end of my little list, so I'll end it the way I have a few times and just say, what have you been playing, David?
I wish I could say it was anything but Monster Hunter.
It's fine.
It's pretty much just Monster Hunter just smashing it online.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
You know what is wrong with Monster Hunter 4, though?
What's that?
No Crimson Kurapikos.
Yeah, I know. Or normal Kurapikos.
I don't care about them. I don't have a mini normal Kurapika behind me, but I do have a mini Crimson Kurapika. That's all that matters.
He's referring to a figurine he's got on his shelf.
Which Dave picked up for me from Japan.
Sure did, yep.
And what have I been playing? I've honestly only really been playing Heroes of the Storm. And Sanctum 2.
Sanctum 2?
The hybrid of tower defense first-person shooter.
I might have even owned it, actually. I'm not sure.
I didn't.
Okay.
I only recently owned it when I was sitting bored online, and I'll give a shout-out to our friend Bronzy, who just said, well, let's play something. I said, all right, I want to play something co-op, but I don't feel like Evolve. So he decided to buy two copies of Sanctum.
I'm assuming it was $2?
I think it was
$16. Bronzy. Anyone listening, Bronzy's a multi-millionaire.
Not far off. So we'll basically leave you there, and hopefully next week we'll have a good discussion about what we did see from Valve, because I am quite interested to find out.
Yeah.
What we'll say is E3 is only now 3 months away.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm really interested to see what they are.
Creeping up. And I mean, it's do or die time for these new consoles, yeah. Really. I mean, we've got nothing but remasters
Surely,
like Gears of War, something's getting shown.
They must have to show off some pretty big names this time around.
Like, what's Microsoft got left? We know Halo 5's coming.
Yeah.
Like, it has to be Gears of War, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really see what else it could be.
That's also one thing I forgot to mention. The standalone Forza Horizon 2 DLC. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Fast and Furious.
Really?
They've got the license for it, and they're making an entire Fast and Furious standalone DLC, so you don't even need the other game. And it's free for people who have Forza Horizon 2.
Whew.
After that, $10.
That's pretty respectable.
It is.
It's.
And Forza Horizon 2 was brilliant.
Like, no, you raved about it.
It was very good. I didn't really like racing games, but that one was very good. I mean, I still traded it in, but,
yeah. but it was very good. A bit Burnout Paradise in that sense, which I really liked that game.
It was.
I'm not into racing either.
It was very good, graphically brilliant.
Mm.
All right, so we'll leave you there for episode 14, and we'll hope to catch you next week.
Yep.
Hey!